an assist from Allegra Miles. That's brand new music here on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Tony Waterman. Canada says it's ready to restart trade negotiations with the U.S. after President Donald Trump abruptly terminated discussions. It follows a commercial aired in parts of Canada that used excerpts from a Ronald Reagan speech blaming tariffs for economic problems and job losses. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
This advert, aired in Canada, has provoked particular anger from the U.S. president. He, like many conservative Republicans, revere the former president, Ronald Reagan. This advert uses Reagan's words against Trump's tariff policy. And coming as it does ahead of an important November 5th Supreme Court hearing on the legality of tariffs, Donald Trump's fury has prompted him to accuse Canada of illegally trying to influence the Supreme Court, something he calls egregious behavior. He's terminated all trade negotiations with Canada. They were trying to reduce 35% tariffs that are hurting particular Canadian sectors, including the export of Canadian steel, aluminium, and automobiles.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has pleaded not guilty to charges of bank fraud and false statements. Prosecutors claim she lied on loan documents to get a more favorable mortgage rate. Career prosecutors in the Justice Department objected to the charges, believing there wasn't enough evidence to win. But Trump's hand-selected U.S. attorney, Lindsey Halligan, filed them anyway. James's lawyers have signaled they'll file a motion to have the case thrown out, claiming that Halligan was improperly appointed. The charges were brought after President Trump publicly called for his political enemies, including James, to be prosecuted. James won a civil fraud case against Trump in New York last year, alleging he exaggerated his net worth to get better bank and insurance rates. The European Commission has announced that TikTok and Meta have breached transparency obligations. It's a move that could antagonize Washington, which was warned that Europe was imposing penalties on major U.S. tech firms. FSN's William Denslow reports from Brussels.
According to the Commission's preliminary findings, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok may have set up burdensome procedures impacting the ability to access public data. It says this is vital for researchers to assess whether minors are exposed to harmful content and the impact social media has on mental health. The Commission also accuses Meta's social media platforms of making it difficult for users to flag illegal content. The firms now have the chance to respond or remedy these perceived breaches of the Digital Services Act.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Have you seen this man?
Jay Thurber!
Ah! Blasting better heads on boils!
Frankenstein is the doctor. Now, never mind. us started in the 1 o'clock hour, 108 Much More Music Time. Here's Dickie Goodman.
They said it couldn't be done.
Couldn't be done. Couldn't be done. Couldn't be done.
But now, at last, I've created the Frankenstein monster.
This is Count Dracula speaking. The Frankenstein monster has escaped.
Don't try to hide. I'm eerie, please.
We're here in Washington at a special meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, the president.
Hello, baby.
Mr. President, what happens if the monster cannot be stopped?
Problems, problems, problems all day long.
Army radar has picked up the monster, heading toward Philadelphia.
This is Westbrook Van Eastbrook reporting. We're now here in Philadelphia, where the entire U.S. Army is awaiting the Battle of the Century. We spotted the monster coming this way. It's Frankenstein.
Just call my name.
The Army has opened fire on the monster. But he still keeps coming. Frankenstein's chief assistant is stepping forward. He's trying to speak to the monster.
You don't remember me, but I remember you.
The monster is attacking him. All efforts to stop Frankenstein have failed. There is only one hope left.
I, Count Dracula, will speak to the monster in the only language he understands.
Come
in. Wanted to do was dance with the teenagers.
Oh, baby, that's what I like!
Of course, the story you've just heard, well...
It's real simple. This is why do they, why do they? Because anybody can make a record, you know.
We'll be right back.
412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Let your input affect our output. Of all the hit songs about cannibalism, this is definitely one of them. You should call them now and see if they'll play it. But lots of stations didn't, including WABC in New York, would not play that song. And the Boys, the group, B-U-O-Y-S, was actually Rupert Holmes, who, of course, became later on for writing the Pina Colada song here. The Jayhawks on Radio 9.
Meanwhile, back in the States. Meanwhile, back in the jungle. Back in the States.
Baby,
meanwhile, back in the jungle.
They shaved a gorilla.
Six song for him in the U.S. and a big comeback record for him back in 1976 here on Radio 9. 724 Chime Time. New music from Lucretia Dalt coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also, check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Every year, I do a Halloween show, and I'm always like, oh, is there going to be enough music to do a whole three-hour show? And there always is. Christmas, you have no problem with enough music. Halloween, you have no problem with enough music. Easter, and, you know, forget about, like, Passover or Hanukkah. Like, there's no songs out there for those. But yeah, Halloween and Christmas, people love all over the world now. They love Halloween and Christmas. And I know certainly I have my funny face on, so I hope you do as well. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Speck Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Speck Brothers offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and salads specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugar in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers has both takeout and delivery. For more information, email speckhelp@gmail.com. or visit their website at SPACBrothers.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. What else should we tell you about? Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequent frequencies, it's smooth, relaxing, and easy. And Eric O'Brien will bring you all of those soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So stay tuned for that. The Southwestern Pennsylvania Registered Nurses Club will meet on November 18th at Salvatore's. That's on Curry Road in Baldwinboro. The speaker is Lisa Hopkins. Her topic is the art of flexibility and how it promotes wellness. This will be an interactive session. All registered nurses are welcome. For more information, swparnclub.weebly.com. And Weebly's wobble, but they don't fall down. Speaking of bad names, do we have a score on that Muhlenberg Carnegie Mellon game? Carnegie Mellon right now is playing Muhlenberg College. They are the Mules, and at the half, Carnegie Mellon is up 16-7. We'll check sports for you in about 20 minutes or so.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman thought. Whether you believe it or not.
Partly sunny for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 55. Fog overnight. It could be frost in the morning with a low of 31. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 58. Patchy frost Sunday night, low 33. Monday, mostly sunny, 58. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 56. And then on Wednesday, a chance of showers, mostly sunny and a high near 56. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 52 in Washington and in Butler. 59 in Beaver County. It's 51 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 52 at WRCT. With new music from Lucretia Dalt.
Don't call me a snake. And I'm not a reptile. But I'll cut my stare on your sweet gaze. Petrified vision.
Rise up behind the mirror.
That's new music dropped just a couple of weeks ago. The tune is called No Death, No Danger. The album is called A Danger to Ourselves. That's getting good reviews from the different music websites. I'm Jay Thurber. My website, jaythurbershow.com. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. On 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:31. Here's Blood, Sweat, and Tears. At 1:34, much more music time. 51 degrees right now in downtown McKeesport. We're going to hear more from Joe Flaherty coming up later this hour as we get ready for Halloween. Blah. This is Donovan. What music he makes, the season of the beach. Radio 9, huh?
When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Must be the season of the witch.
From St. Clair called 412-385-7450. He wanted to hear a little something called Ghost Chickens in the Sky. Pretty scary, huh, kids?
A chicken farmer went out on one dark and dusty day, and by the coop he rested as he went along his way, when all at once a rotten egg hit him in the eye. Sight he dreaded, ghost chickens in the sky. Ghost chickens in the sky. This farmer had these chickens since he was 24, working for the colonel for 30 years or more, raising all those chickens up to send them off to fry. And now they want revenge, ghost chickens in the sky. Ghost chickens in the sky. Their beaks were black and shiny, their eyes were blazing red. They had no meat or feathers, oh, these chickens all were dead. They picked that farmer up and he died by the claw. They cooked him extra crispy and served him with coleslaw. Sky. So let this song remind you, if you want eternal peace, don't raise up harmless poultry for to cook them up in grease. Remember, don't raise animals that you will someday kill, for a chicken may come haunt you, but tofu never will.
Going out by request for Mick. All right, get out of here, you chickens. Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, 142. Much more music time. We're going to hear more from Joe Flaherty in just a couple of minutes, so stay tuned for that. Here's Harry Belafonte on Radio 9. And if you've ever had a Harry Belafonte, you know how painful that could be.
It was a zombie jamboree. Took place in a New York cemetery. It was a zombie jamboree, took place in a New York cemetery. Zombies from all parts of the island, some of them was a great Calypsonians. Although the season was carnival, they get together in Bacchanal and they're singing back to back, belly to belly. I don't give a damn, I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. I hear you talking, back to back, belly to belly. Don't give a damn, done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. One female zombie wouldn't behave. See how she jumping out of the grave. In one hand, a quarter rum. The other hand, she knocking conga drum. The lead singer starts to make his rhyme. The zombies are rattling their bones in time. One bystander had this to say. It was a pleasure to see the zombie break away. And they're singing back to back, belly to belly. Don't give a damn, done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. I go and talk to Bridget Bardot. I tell her, Miss Bardot, take it slow. All the men think they're Casanova when they see that she's barefoot all over. Even old men out in Topeka find their hearts getting weaker and weaker. So I go ask her, for your sake and mine, at least wear her earrings part of the time. And I'm singing back to back, belly to belly. Don't give a damn, done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. A lot of world leaders talking about war, and I'm afraid they're going too far. So it's up to us, you and me, to put an end to catastrophe. We must appeal to their goodness of heart and ask them to pitch in and please do their part. Cause if this atomic war begin, they won't even have a part to pitch in. And we'll be singing back to back, belly to belly. Don't give a damn, done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. I hear you talking back to back, belly to belly. Don't give a damn, done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree.
Harry Belafonte. I can't even say that. Harry Belafonte. No, Harry Belafonte on Radio 9. And we're going to hear more from Pittsburgh's own Joe Flaherty right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived in Philadelphia. Local time is 3:05 p.m. and the temperature is 67 degrees. At this time, you are now free to use your cellular devices.
You know that feeling when you get to turn your phone on after the plane lands? You can have that feeling every time you drive.
Hey!
Make sure your cell phone is stowed away whenever you are behind the wheel.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
In the last hour, we heard Joe Flaherty talking about the fact that his inspiration for the Count Floyd character that he played on SCTV and then later on shows for Martin Short and for a lot of other people was inspired by Pittsburgh's own Chili Billy Cardilli. Well, back in 2022, Joe gave an interview on the SCTV podcast, and he talked about some other influences on his comedy.
Who influenced you?
Oh, boy. You know, I used to get that question years ago when I was, you know, SCTV and also Freaks and Geeks. What were your influences? And I couldn't think of any influences. I said, you know, geez, I can't remember what influences I had. But years later, I was able to realize that I had a lot of influences with comedy, you know? One of them being your show of shows, Sid Caesar, that group of people. It, you know what was interesting about that show? When my parents used to watch it, when it first came on, and they'd be laughing at things I didn't understand, you know? I didn't understand the concept of satire and parody, but after the second season or third season, I was able to understand that. So there was Sid Caesar. There was Mad Magazine, which came out when I was in eighth grade.
Oh, my God. Mad was a huge influence on me.
Yeah, yes. I loved it, you know, especially their movie parodies.
Brilliant.
The artist that did that, I can't remember who did those movie parodies, but he was great.
Drucker did most of them.
May have been, yeah, could have been, yes, Drucker. But they had funny stuff, you know, just Alfred E. Newman as your trademark was so silly. But they had funny stuff. And then on radio, I would hear these gimmick songs, that would play occasionally. That weren't like music, rock music, but it would be Stan Freberg doing his version of, you know, popular songs. So I got to like Stan Freberg's parodies. He did St. George and a Dragonette, and that's some other ones. Yeah. And so I liked that. Once again, that was parody, a satire. So that was that. And then I thought back, geez, I remember when I was in grade school and going into high school, there was a guy in Pittsburgh named Reach Kordick. He was a disc jockey. And on his show, on KDKA, he would play music, but he also would do sketches and he'd do sound bites, like of clips from other movies and things like that. Like out of nowhere, you'd hear, "Let's drink some champagne." And, and by the way, that they're using that a lot now, that technique of just for out of the blue, you know, a voice coming in or a clip coming in.
Non sequitur.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, exactly. And so he was very funny. He had these voices. These concepts were funny. He had his own little crew of people, like Pittsburgh type people on the show, and he created a beer for the holidays. The brewing companies would come out with holiday versions of their beer, and he came out with his own beer called Old Frothing Schloss. And
what a terrible name!
I know, he did a commercial on it. And, you know, the beer with the foam on the bottom. That's what it was. And, yeah.
Foam on the bottom.
It became so popular. It became so popular that they actually started producing Old Frothing Schloss during the holiday season, one of the beer companies. But he was funny, really funny. Really, his sense of humor was great. Out of nowhere, he'd have these clips, you know, of he'd be talking and all of a sudden, he'd have on this Hawaiian thing of I guess it was to confirm something. It was a yes, but That kind of thing that was came out of nowhere. That, as I said, they use that a lot now. So anyway, Reach Cortic, though, that was another influence. Stan Freberg, especially when he did that that album, Stan Freberg Presents the United States of America. It was an entire album about the history of the United States done through Stan Freeberg's eyes.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, they just did little sketches. There was, you know, there was, what's her name? Betsy Ross. There was, there was Christopher Columbus and Queen Isabella. There was the first native first Thanksgiving between the Pilgrims and the Indians. And there was the signing of the Declaration of Independence. They did sketches. He did sketches on all those, which were really funny. And good satire. It was total satire. So that influenced me a lot, too. So it's just Stan Freberg, and those were my influences. Mad Magazine, Sid Caesar. And I noticed they were parodies. They were all parodies, interestingly enough. Parodies I liked. And eventually, of course, that's what I got into.
The late, great Joe Flaherty talking to Mike Delaney on the SCTV podcast.
Radio 9!
Let's hear just a little bit of Reach Cortic, and then we're going to check sports and weather.
Hey! Hey! Mr. Cortic, help me! Mr. Cortic, help me!
Yes, Periwinkle.
Was JB here yet?
How's that, Periwinkle?
Because, see, I'm a little late, and I wouldn't want J.B. to think I wasn't going to be here or nothing.
Periwinkle, who is J.B.?
Well, J.B.'s a friend of mine, Mr. Corden Company.
A friend, yeah.
Did you see him,
I don't know, Periwinkle. I don't know J.B.
Don't you?
No, huh? No. Who is he? What's he look like?
He's a fella, Mr. Corden Company, and he looks like a fella, you know. And, see, he was supposed to meet me here, only I was late, see, and I wouldn't want him to think I wasn't coming or nothing, or he might give the pirate suit to someone else, see?
What? A pirate suit?
Boy, is it ever a nifty pirate suit. Yeah. It's got an eye patch and a red hickey for your head and raggedy pants and a real sword.
I know what a pirate suit looks like.
People sure is scared when they open their doors and you yell, trick or treat at them and wave that sword in their faces.
Hold on. Wait a minute. What is this trick-or-treat business, Periwinkle? That's Halloween.
Yeah, but not for J.B., Mr. Corn Company. Huh? His Halloween is tonight. You see, he's from a different ethnic group.
Periwinkle, Halloween has nothing to do with ethnic groups.
I don't know, Mr. Corn Company. J.B. takes us fellas out every year after the regular Halloween.
What?
Sure. And boy, do we get the candy and stuff. Why, do you know, last year, J.B. got a whole truck full of candy.
A truck full of candy?
Yes, sir, boy. And he gives each one of us fellas a big bag full of candy for collecting for him. See, the way it works out is that when we go around trick-or-treating, people gives us all the candy and stuff left over from the regular Halloween because they don't know what else to do with it, see?
I begin to see. Periwinkle, slow down a minute. Yeah. You tell me, what does J.B. do for a living?
Oh, J.B. runs the candy store in our neighborhood. So listen, Mr. Corncombe, I'm going to go out in the hall and get a drink, see?
Yeah.
So you let me know when J.B. comes in, will you?
Yes.
Because I want to wear that pirate suit.
A little bit of Reach Cortic there from, I believe, 1962. But how about that? Joe Flaherty was influenced by Pittsburgh's own Reach Cortic.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In college football action, your Carnegie Mellon Tartans at this hour are taking on the Muhlenberg College Mules. That game on the road. Carnegie Mellon ranked number 16 in the nation. It is a conference tilt, and the CMU is leading 16-7 right now. Pitt Panthers getting ready to host the North Carolina State Wolfpack at 3:30 at Acrisure Stadium. It's Pitt's homecoming weekend, so that should be a rockin' good time. Penguins hosting the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight at PPG Paints Arena. That game gets underway, I believe, at 7 o'clock. And Pittsburgh Steelers back in action on Sunday. They will be wearing their throwback jerseys when they host the Green Bay Packers. And at the half, the lead singer of the rock band Poison, Butler County native Brett Michaels, will be performing as part of the halftime entertainment. Steelers will also be welcoming back number 2 wide receiver Calvin Austin III after he was out for 2 games because of a shoulder injury. That game kicks off at 8:20. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Partly sunny for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 55. Cold, frosty, foggy overnight, low 31. Sunday, sunny skies and a high of 58. Monday, mostly sunny, high 58. And then on Tuesday, frosty, sunny skies otherwise with a high of 56. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. A second there. Just go back and start that over again. Good goodness. 52 in Washington County, 59 in Beaver County, 51 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 52 with new music from Hammy Down.
You call-
Jay Thurber Show, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Welcome to